Alleluia, Christ is risen.
He is risen indeed. Alleluia.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
We have to do something when we gather here on Sunday mornings. We have to do something, so we have a routine. Every church has one. We have traditions and ceremonies. Every church has these as well. We have to do something, so it might as well make sense. Every church does something. Even if it's just sitting around in silence, waiting for the Holy Spirit to move someone to talk, that is a ceremony, albeit not a very good one. We are creatures of habit. We like routines. We like traditions. Our whole lives are filled with them. We really can't get along with each other without them. So we have a set of steps that we follow on work mornings. We have a set of steps that we follow on school mornings. We even have a set of steps that we follow on Sunday mornings. Why? To make sure the important things get done and we get to where we need to be on time. What happens when we spill coffee or the baby spits up? It shatters our routine and we end up late. So these routines, these traditions, habits, and ceremonies in our lives keep our minds focused on what's really important. It's too easy to get distracted. So it is unwise to keep changing these ceremonies and habits every single work morning. Pretty soon, something will be forgotten. Pretty soon, we will forget one thing that is very important. Order is important. Consistency is important for our day-to-day lives. The same here. If we are constantly changing Sunday after Sunday, something important will be forgotten. Every church recognizes that, so every church follows a routine, ceremonies, and traditions. The reason that many other services look different than ours is because what is important to them is not the same thing that's important to us. So what's important to us? Christ. Now every other church will say this, so let's explain. What is important to us is Christ physically present among us to forgive us. Many Christians go to church to remember history. They're going almost to celebrate things that have happened with no bearing on the present situation, their present experience here. They go to simply worship and say thank you. And so Christ for them is not present. They do not believe that he stands in their very midst that day to give them the forgiveness of sins. So their customs, their ceremonies, their traditions reflect that. But not you. You do come to remember history, but you come to receive that history as well from your risen Savior through his word and through his sacraments. So Christ stands in your midst this very moment to give you peace, even as he stood in the presence of his disciples. He is risen, and he is not angry. He is risen, and he loves. He is risen, and he doesn't condemn. He doesn't shoot you down or cast you away from his presence, but he invites you to come and to receive the blessings that he has won for you. He died for all. We believe it. We confess it. Yet only those who receive his forgiveness, only those who receive the blessings of his passion, receive the peace that God gives. So all our routines and ceremonies, habits and traditions focus on that. Christ physically present to forgive. And if it doesn't highlight that, then it's not a good ceremony, regardless of how old it is or how popular it is. So we don't do things just because it's been this way for hundreds or thousands of years. We don't do things because you like them, or even because I like them. We don't do things because it makes people feel comfortable and welcomed. It's not about us and what we like. It's about the truth. It's about the realities of what is happening this very moment. It's about Christ and his risen presence among us to give us peace. It's about that. And when we understand that, then all ceremonies and traditions will highlight that unseen reality. So it's habitual to bow our head and to fold our hands when we pray, even as it is habitual to bow when we approach the Lord's altar. He is physically present among us in a sacramental way. The risen Christ is here. You believe it in your heart, so why not show it in your actions? It is your faith. It is a clear confession of your faith. And it also separates you from those who do not believe that Christ is actually present among us. That Christ is not present in that bread and wine. So ceremonies, traditions, habits, and routines are good. You understand that for your daily life. There is much to distract you as you get ready for morning work, especially if you have a phone. There is much to distract you as you get your kids ready for school. So we need a routine, we need a schedule and ceremonies, for there is much to distract us from this divine service and what God is doing for us here. No one enters this space with a clear mind. Our minds are distracted by the latest news of kidnappings, rapes, murders, divorces, and other such horrific things. Political slams from the left and from the right. It's overwhelming, overbearing. Pop culture distracts us with their glamorous lifestyle, which we too often envy. Our own lives distract us, as there is far too much to do in one day. So as we enter this space, who of us has not already been planning our Sunday afternoons and all that we have to get done? Who of us has had our minds squarely set on receiving the forgiveness God gives? Who of us has properly prepared ourselves to meet our God? Who of us wakes up at the last possible second, because this is our day to sleep in, rush to get ready and make it here when we get here? And yet, as we enter this space and we bow or we see someone else bow, we immediately are struck that God Himself is present. We are reminded why we have come into this space this very day. Not to worship and praise and say thanks. That's all secondary. But we have come here to bask in the risen presence of our God. For God is present. Christ physically stands in front of you this very day. And then the world makes a little bit more sense as well. The news cycle. And all the chaos and problems of the world are sent by God to wake the world up so they too may desire the peace that He alone can give. And our lives make a little bit more sense as well. For He has not left us. He is standing here in front of us, here in bread and wine. He has not left us to deal with our loneliness and stress and schedules and heartache and heartbreak. We're not alone, but He is with us to assure us that His death and resurrection are ours. So I must rise with Him. I must live with Him. He is with me, my Savior, wherever I go. He is with me. Whatever I go through, He is with me, even unto the end of the age, even as He is with you. Easter is not simply a day that has come and gone. Easter is not only a day that happened 2,000 years ago or a day we remembered a week ago. Easter's today. Because today the risen Christ stands in our presence to give us peace. Easter is every Sunday, for every Sunday the risen Christ comes to forgive. Peace be with you. The contemporary churches don't get that. Ironically, they're living in the past. They are remembering only what Christ has done and forget all about what He continues to do for us today in the present. But not us. We don't live in the past of what Christ has done. We live in the present of what Christ continues to give to us of what Christ has done and then showers to us day after day. For what good is Christ's death if we never receive it? What good is the resurrection if it never becomes ours? So we are here this day to receive the past in word and in sacraments. But like Thomas, sadly many Christians miss out on Christ's coming. And so they don't receive the peace that he gives. They have something else to do on Sunday morning, other places to be, things to do. Perhaps they're just tired and want to sleep in. To them, Christ says, stop doubting and believe. They do not doubt the historical death and resurrection of Christ. They may not even doubt the forgiveness of sins. But they doubt that Christ is actually physically present among us, the glorious risen Savior here to give to them peace. For if they truly believe that, who would miss out on such a wonderful, glorious occasion? They see only a pastor. They hear only a pastor's voice. And while they may follow along in the bulletin, the traditions may have little to no meaning. For we stand not simply to stretch our legs and to get some exercise, but to honor the Christ who physically stands among us, to give to us his word. We sit not because it's comfortable and relaxed and it's easier to control the kids, but because our God is here to teach us his word, and we are his pupils. We bow not simply because it looks good. We kneel not simply because it's easier, but we bow and kneel to worship our King, whose blood-bought forgiveness he now gives to us. The ceremonies are meant to teach us of the unseen realities. The habits and routines of the church week after week highlight the fact that Christ is here among us with his presence to give us peace. He's not here. He's here to forgive us, to reconcile us, to restore us back to God. And if God would open your eyes to see, you would see Jesus right now with your physical eyes, those pierced hands. Right now you would see that wounded side, for he is here in the same way that he was present among his disciples, even though you cannot see him. That Jesus speaks to you his words. He will rebuke you. He will call a spade, a sinner, a sinner. His words hurt at times. They bite and sting, but he does it only out of love. For then he invites you to come and to touch him. Take and eat. Take and drink. Stop doubting whether I am with you or not, and believe that I am present to forgive. And thus you have peace. And so we will not shuttle our kids off to a Sunday school while we can sit here in peace and quiet, for they too need to hear. They too need to be in the presence of their Savior and receive his peace. They too struggle against the flesh. They too need a Savior. We will not have our pastor stand in jeans and a polo shirt, for he is a representative of God, the mouth and the hands of Christ, for through him Christ forgives. We will not simply follow whatever the church has always done, keep the status quo. Tradition for the sake of tradition is worthless. But we do everything for one reason and one reason alone. Christ, the risen Christ, is present among us to forgive. And then all ceremonies and traditions, all habits and routines will flow from that. Alleluia, Christ is risen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.